Spencer. I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is May 7th, 2012. And I have a home group. It's called Complete Abandon. It meets 7 a.m. every morning but Sunday in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm really, really nervous. but what's so cool is I love doing these things and soaking it in, because the more I do these things, the more comfortable I feel in my own skin, and that's something that I've learned through AA. So thank you for letting me speak. Let's see, I grew up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, in a great home. My parents were very supportive and loving, and my family was very supportive and loving. So I really have nobody to blame my alcoholism on. I definitely, from a really young age, I felt completely out of place. I always felt never part of, even when my mom dropped me off at daycare the first time, I saw all these children playing, and I just felt like, where do I fit in? I don't fit in anywhere. And I just remember crying and feeling so alien, like I just wasn't supposed to be there, and I didn't know how to relate to anybody. And the older I got, the harder it was for me, because I grew up really strict Catholic, and I thought the way that I interpreted that religion was that I had to tough it out, be strong, don't do anything wrong, and God will love me. And so I held everything in. I kept all the negative emotions that I had inside me, and I thought that was what I was supposed to do, and that was made a happy, strong person. And so I learned to do that from a really young age. And then I hit high school, and for me, high school was not my favorite thing. I got made fun of all the time, because I wanted to be different, and so I'd dye my hair crazy colors, and then girls would try to beat me up, and it was terrible. But then I started drinking. I had my first drink when I was 17. I got drunk, and I passed out, and I blacked out, and I thought, there's the peace that I've been looking for my whole life. I feel completely at ease around people, by myself. I felt like, you know, this is where it's at. This is what I needed. This is exactly what I needed. And so I proceeded to keep doing that. And, you know, it was something I could talk about, like, what are we going to do this weekend? And then, you know, I was always the life of the party, because I, you know, I could throw shot glasses and, you know, get myself into trouble, and people thought it was so funny. And so I got pretty much wasted the rest of high school, and then I got a DUI when I was 20. And pretty much I thought I wasn't an alcoholic. I thought, I'm just too young, you know, this happens to my age of group of people. It's just, you know, it was an accident. I went to a few meetings, and I went to some classes, and I, you know, at the meetings, I would see people who had it worse than me, and I thought, you know, I'm not that person that, you know, has to drink in the morning, or I'm not that person that's that doesn't have a job because of drinking, or, you know, I just couldn't and decided not to relate to that. I just wasn't ready. It was kind of an in and out thing for me. I ended up in rehabs and hospitals and sanitariums and with psychologists and psychiatrists for the next about 10 years. In and out, you know, gaining a little bit of trust back from my parents, getting a job, getting my life back together, and then going back out. I met a man, and I was about 6 months sober, and he was about 1 month sober, and you know, I thought, what a perfect match we were, and I could take care of him and fix all his problems because I was just, you know, I thought that that's what my job was to do, and that's what made me happy. Because at that time, I was in the program, but I wasn't completely, I just didn't completely let go. And I thought I had plans, you know, I had plans. And I didn't know at the time that I had plans, but I had plans. And I thought that if I just found the right man and, you know, all these things would fall into place. And so we got married, of course. And we got married, and we both relapsed, and we're out of the program. I moved to Virginia, and by then, I decided, you know, drugs are a part of my story, but so I teeter-tottered between the two, and I thought, okay, I'm not, you know, maybe I can just drink, and so I started drinking. But then I didn't have a job, and I was drinking morning and noon and night. I was drinking in order to get up in the morning. I was drinking in order to fall asleep at night. I was cashing my change in just to get a bottle of wine. I was doing things that I thought maybe that's what alcoholics do. And I guess I had to get to that point. Some people don't, but that's just what I needed to do. And I was just a mess. And I was so scared. The feeling, you know, the feeling of peace that I got from drinking slipped away really slowly, but it slipped away, and I was just trying to get that back so badly. And it just wasn't coming back no matter how much I drank. It was very deceiving, and the more I drank, the more self-pity I was in, the more depression and anxiety, the more empty I felt, and I was just trying so hard to get, you know, that feeling of peace back, and it just wasn't coming no matter what I tried. And trust me, I tried psychics and everything, so I tried everything that I could imagine many times over besides AA, and then I just came to a point. I left my ex-husband now, and I moved to Wilmington. And I decided to give AA one last shot. It was hard coming back. I thought I knew everything, and I was really embarrassed, really. And I felt really like I let everybody down. And you know, I thought I would try AA just one more time because it's the only choice I really had. And the thing is that I didn't lose anything this time. My parents didn't know. Nobody knew. I had a job. I had a place to live. I had a car. But it was different for me because I didn't know who I was. I just was so lost. I just couldn't even breathe. I just felt so suffocated that I couldn't handle living. No matter how much I try to drink. And that's where I decided, let me just try AA one more time. And walking into that first meeting in the morning, I was completely hopeless. And at that meeting, I got just like that much little bit of hope, and that's all that I needed to see that maybe this could work for me. And I got phone numbers from women. I got a sponsor right away. I started working the steps thoroughly and was honest. And I was honest about not knowing if I was being honest or not because I didn't know. I lied so much. I was like, I don't even know if I'm telling the truth right now. And that's what was so cool. I started sharing at meetings, which I had so much trouble and I hated doing. But I just did it, and I didn't care what I sounded like because I needed to get it out because I had held so much in my whole life. And it's just been a beautiful spiritual journey ever since. And all I got were hugs. I didn't get any I told you so or any of that. All I got was love and hugs from those women at that meeting. And I've had the most amazing year and a half, and I've completely switched careers. I, you know, I have the opportunity to work with a really spiritually beautiful boy, you know, that can't even speak, and he's just gets up every day and just so grateful to be around him. And I got my yoga teacher certification, which is huge because I started, you know, I can't stand being in front of people, and it's just those little leaps of faith. I moved out on my own for the first time ever in my life, which is really scary, but these things that I'm doing, I know intuitively that they're things that I need to do to grow and to be more fulfilled and be happier in my own skin. And it's just been really beautiful. And, you know, the only thing is I just consistently talk and listen to God. And I've built a whole different God, a God that I just choose, you know, from different spiritual ideas. And I got to make my own. And that was the biggest thing that's helped change my life. Every single day I wake up and I go to bed so grateful to be sober for the day. So I'm just really grateful to be here. And you know, it's a miracle that we're all here. And I believe that. And I always took light of that, but it's so true because some of us don't make it. And I'm just so grateful to be here. Thank you.